Milhagel Shabbos, Simet Shin Chav Dalet, regarding the halachas of preparing food for animals on Shabbos, Siv Dalet, bottom of page 310 on Dav Kofim Hayamid Beis. Kash and Shal Shabbalim, the kash, the straw of the stalks, Shekoshim, Mishnaim, or Bishlesh Makamis, that they tie in two or three places, as you continue on Dav Kofim and Vav and Alv. Mutla Tirin, you let it untie those bundles. Some say, you're not let it untie. Only if it's an impermanent knot. That's the Agos Alfas. You're not let it rub them with your hands. Like the way they normally do with animal food. That they should be easy to eat. Because making food, but something that's not a food item, that you're allowed to make the food in. But to put effort into a pre-existing food item, something that's already fit to eat, that we're not allowed to put an effort to prepare it and to make it even more palatable. The Ramah brought up a yesh aimrim b'chulu that they hold, no, you're not allowed to untie the bundles, only if it's a kesha knot that's not kriyama, it's not a permanent knot. Shabbos is written the same way. Shabbos the chemisayba beis meyad the kula amas viluachi. Everyone holds this. Nishal amasa dinsim before shak magam echad. It's only because the Rambam did not find this halacha explicit only in one place. Because it writes it as yesh mishema as if some say this. My name is Chiddush Rabbi Gveig b'shem Marikash. The date is opinions. The Rambam chalik is the Rambam actually disagrees on this. Kamakum ebla dina in lahakal halachically one should not be lenient because the das Rashi b'ramach gamkin is also the eshkosha mata abachal him. There is halacha prohibitions of tying and untying. Even by animal food, like I wrote previously, the Ram also agrees the Bakash of Tevin regarding straw and stubble. Yes, Kushamatu, there is a problem about tying and untying, so it would only be if it's a Keshash initial Kayama. Sivkot and Yud Gimel. The Bechaba said, because making food for somebody that's not a food item, that you're permitted to make it into food items from Tzar Devim because of pain for the animal. But if it's already edible, just to make it even more palatable, that's forbidden. So if, hey, eat some shakitzatzim in the ilam, wood that was chopped off from a tree, v'yesh mechil nesim lehem avayt ma'achim, and some feed it to animals when they're still moist, matirin, that you could untie, umafasvasin, a loshen of shibshim, a rubbing by him on them, lachim, to give them to eat to the animals, she'en ruim lo shibshim, because they're not edible even, without rubbing them. So that's permitted. Sivkot n'yodal, she'en ruim, they're not edible, vava b'chol shibah ochel, therefore it's considered making into food, the mutter, which we say that's permitted. But when it's already edible, just to make it more palatable, that's what we said, it's forbidden. Sivav, mechatchen deluim lefnei mehem, we could chop up gourds, like a type of from the pumpkin family, in front of animals. V'hu shenit l'shem edmol, it was attached from before Shabbos. Sivkot tezvav, deluim gourds. Now, v'davka k'shem kashm, that's specific when they're hard. Shein v'ruim lechav l'chidu, when they're not edible without cutting them up. V'k'shem rakim, when they're soft, and again, it's putting effort into a pre-existing food item, and that's forbidden to do for animals. And even when they're hard, you shouldn't cut them up into very small pieces because of grinding. That we say you're not supposed to cut vegetables very thin. Over there also, the prohibition of grinding, it's not applicable only in Dait Lachin Lachasman. If he has a mind to visit them later on. But this that he has an intent to feed them these gourds and vegetables or similar things in front of the animal and the birds at one shot. That's not considered grinding, and therefore that's permitted. The Sharatzin, as Yudal says, where we make forbidden something because of mitrach ba'uchla, putting effort into pre-existing food, well, that would be forbidden even if he has a mind to feed it to them right away. Sivkot Tezayin. But as long as shenit l'shem etmol that they were detached from before Shabbos, because the ilanit l'shayim if they were detached today on Shabbos, asafet l'tatel on l'kula amashem muktzah. They now let even move it according to everyone, because the problem about muktzah, which the Sharatin Lishtezvav says, it's even according to Shimon, the fact that he didn't pick it from before Shabbos, so he set them aside and actively rejected them. And even if a non-Jew picked it on Shabbos, we don't differentiate, says the Prima God, and therefore it's going to be forbidden. Sif Zayin. Machatchen nevel of ne'aklovim. You could cut up a dead animal in front of the dogs. Even if it died that day on Shabbos, whether it was in danger of dying, whether it was healthy and it was unexpected. Now, when we say there's been a veil hakasha, a hard dead animal, that they can't eat it without cutting up. But it was fit for them to eat without cutting it up. Then you're not allowed to. Again, the mitzvah b'mashu ro, because to put effort into what's already fit, we're not putting that effort. Says Ramava, Ein Leil Simishin Chavav. Look, previously Simishin Chavav. Imut Lachatcha Dark Tag. Look, you're allowed to cut out very small pieces in front of the birds. Says Mishru Sipkut Yitzayin. This dead animal to cut up in front of the dogs. Being chayes abri, whether the animal is healthy. And Basibel Yabim Stapik Bibri. He's actually not sure about if the animal was healthy. Now Sharetzinos Tezayin says now, but if it was a little sick from before Shabbos, then it's permitted to according to Reb Shimon, which we hold like that. But it was totally healthy, as the Mishnah says. Loi says that Kolam by Yom Shabbos, where he did not have in mind at all from before Shabbos that it's going to die. V'yachamin al Kolam defeated to the dogs. The also batil to lekuli amos shemukta that it should be forbidden according to everyone to even move it because of mukta. B'chem biagro lebedid lebezet, and also in the biagro he's just not so clear about this. Sivkot yitchas. Just that we said, you're allowed to cut up the dead animal, specifically when the dead animal that's harkasha, that's hard. Even if it's not so hard, it's fit for them to eat under the pressing circumstances. It's still considered in making it the food, and Mishari and that's permitted. Sivkot and Yud test. Because it's not possible for them to eat it without cutting it up. Or then something is, when it's soft, but the dogs are small, that every dead animal is hard for them because they're small, it says the Gemara that then you also would be able to cut them up. Sivkot and Chav. However, the Rav said, look at Simshon Chafal, if you're allowed to cut it dak, very small pieces in front of the birds. Because even though the birds cannot eat it, dak, only it's cut into very small pieces. However, it's forbidden because of concern about grinding. Which Shartzin Oishitches brings this from the Magad from the Eliab. So the Taz and the Bilagun actually are lean regarding this, but Menachem quote the words of the Magad of Ram. Says Mishra further, he says, Va'imbri Alacha. They said this specifically is regarding a kosher raw meat. Avoloi al besar nevela, but not by meat of a dead animal. Does that mutafel dak? Because that's permitted even if we do it very thin pieces. Which this is in the maskal va'ayin leel. Sivkot nuchaf alef. So if you're allowed to cut up very small pieces, lifnei oifes in front of the birds. Now, this specifically, he cuts it to feed it to them at a later point in time. But whatever he intends to feed them at one time, then says bring gun, that's sure that's going to be permitted. Sivches, in choitchen shachas, and I'll cut up shachas, pirish, that's yerik shal tabua, it's the vegetation of the grain shniktze that got cut off, termed in the special pool before the grain ripened. Katrin's mechaber or becharuvin, you can't cut up caribs, lefnei behema for the animals, bein daka mingasa, whether large or small, shum delei chituch, because even without cutting it, namechaz lechit, it's also edible. Sivkan chabez is mishbrein chait and shachas v'chulu, afil chatich is gedolot, even big pieces, less problem shum dechina, where there's no problem of grinding, still it's a problem, sivkan chabgim, because even without cutting, it's still edible. Mochem is this, obviously, and this is the mayi berdaka and the betomah when they're soft, but hard caribs, shen ruim, where it's not edible without cutting it, it's permitted because again that would be making the food out of it. This is all by slightly large pieces. Avadak is also, but small pieces. But because by grinding, if it's being cut to feed it to them at a later point in time. Chava opened up Siptal by saying that these bundles of straw that you tie in two or three places, you allowed to untie them. So that's the gist of the Rashi and the Rush, that even by Tilsa, by Fenugreek, you allowed to untie it. And the gist of the Rif is V'loy Lahatur. The Goy Sagra writes that his words are very appropriate. And that's in the Pirshu Ben Chalal that we have. It sounds like he's Goy's like the Rif, but he has a different interpretation. And maybe that's also the Kavan of the Vilna Goy. Which in Dershul 11 brings that, explaining this, that the Machlis Hashem regarding explaining the words of the Gemara Shabbat of Kuf Nun Heim and Alf, that you're allowed to untie Pekin, Bekeepin, you're allowed to untie these things in front of a Behema on Shabbos. Rashi explains over there that both Pekin and Keepin, their straw of the stalks, it's just a Pekin are tied on the sides with two nuts, and Keepin are tied in three nuts. According to his words, the Shulchan Aruch writes, that you're allowed to untie the straw that's tied even the three places. Now then, Rabbi Chananel is gross like the Rif. That by three, you cannot untie. And he explains that Pekin are two bundles that are tied together, and kippin are three bundles that are tied together, which are not tied very well, like two bundles, and they're like a food item. And even without untying the knot, and therefore you're not untie them, because it's to get the mitrach ba'ochla of just putting an effort into a pre-existing food item, which is prohibited. The masrak b'kesh of a chulum. I must say that some say that not permitted to untie it only by if it's a kesher she'ina shagim, it's not a permanent knot. Says Berlach, look later on some version of the Torah, which is coming from the Gemara Sukkot of Lamigim Lebeis, that if it's tied like a bundle of vegetables, it's not a kesher shalkayam, it's not a permanent knot. The Masaboidim Lachim, the Machaber said, Sefei, that wood that's chopped from a tree, and some feed them to animals when they're still moist. So look at Shulta Gebarim that he writes that, then presumably they're being used for animal food, because if not, they're mukta, and you're not allowed to remove it, as we said in Simich and Chesef Chavchas. According to what Rashi explains, Vizekel Shabbat, that when they're moist, they're fit for animals, and most people leave them for wood, so his answer really doesn't work out so well. Look up at the end of the Beis Yosef and Ches, but he writes regarding Chavila Zraden, bundles of Zraden, that it sounds like over there that even though they're fit for animal food, however, it has to be specifically prepared, designated for before Shabbos. Look up at the end of Bach and the Prisha. However, he says, I found for one of the Rishayim that he talks about this, and it's in Chedusha Rashba. And his words are, he holds Shiva Eichel Meshavinen, which he says, well, that's difficult to me. I will do the Mishnah and Perak Mefanen, Chavila Kesh, Chavila Yitzchak, Chavila Zraden, all these bundles, if they're prepared for Michael Behem, then you're allowed to move them. If not, then I'll move them. Obviously, as long as he didn't prepare it for animal food from before Shabbos, even to move it, it's forbidden. For sure, that you're allowed to move it and make it into a food item. So he says, what you could say is that over there is where he doesn't need it for animal food, only he needs a Latzerach Mekayim, he just needs the place. Or additionally, that he just needs it to sit on them, Ad Kan L'Shayinai, so therefore that's the difference between them. The Masvan Mil B'Dmein Akasha, Chava said, well, this, like you let it cut the nevela in front of the dog is only when it's a hard nevela. And what, where do you find that? That's by elephant meat, says the Gemara. Which the Ramah had said, if you let it cut very small in front of the birds. So look at Magen Ram and other Achayim, that the prohibition is because of the problem about tchina, about grinding. It says, even though the it sounds like a notion that Ramah, it's going on in the Vela that was mentioned before. But if you look in Trumas Adeshin, that from him the halacha was quoted previously, and the Magaram quotes most when he sip cut yud, you'll see that it's only on raw kosher meat that he's going. Because of its significance, it's not meant for wild animals and for dogs, only for birds. And for them, it's not fit, only when you cut it very thin. But meat of a nevela, most of it is meant for the eating of the dogs, and for them, you don't need it so thin. And then you go based on majority, and if it's not applicable grinding, and if it's clear that Ramah is only going on the raw meat that we mentioned, Shin Chaf Alef, he just was a bridge with his words. Some of the deer shoes, deer shoe number 7, this heter of cutting the food very thin and the intention of eating it right away, Mishwar, it's in Sim Shin Chaf Alef, Sif Kutnam Hay, that some of them are factor for grinding it. Most of the Basis writes that even close to eating, you have to be careful to cut pieces slightly bigger, but just not the protest regarding those who have the custom to cut the pieces small right before eating because they have what to rely on. Chaz Nish writes that many Mishnayim disagree on this after, and they're inclined that for the purposes of someone who cannot eat without that, you're not allowed to cut it even right near the meal, but for someone who could eat even without cutting, then you can rely to you can permit it right before the meal. And he adds on that even those who are matzah, they don't permit only to cut very thin, but to totally crush and to pulverize, that they don't permit. Mishnah number 8, regarding an animal that died on Yom Tov, the Shulchan Aruch writes later on Sim Tov Kuf Yud Ches that only if it was in danger of dying from before Yom Tov, it's not Mokta. And the El Yabba explains that the pin of Shulchan Aruch is the friendship between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shabbos, he passed on like Rabbi Shimon, that there's no Mokta, as we say over here. But regarding Yom Tov, he passed on like Rabbi Yehuda, that there is Mokta, and therefore it has to be already Mr. Kenneth from before Yom Tov. The Shitza Rush is no difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov, and we both may pass on like Rabbi Shimon. It's just that Rabbi Shimon agrees that it was healthy from before Yom Tov, it's going to be Mokta. And El Yabba leaves his words in the Tzarachin. There's number 9. Hostel a non-Jew to cut. Nitzchi Yisrael, he writes, that's forbidden because it's grinding, and for that we didn't permit a milakim.